KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's first major act of his second term pardons for 1,500 people in connection with the January 6th riot. Asked about pardoning and commuting sentences for those who had attacked law enforcement, he told reporters,
"I've been in jail for a long time already. I see murderers in this country get 2 years, 1 year, and maybe no time. So they've already been in jail for a long time. These people have been destroyed."
He also signed executive orders declaring an emergency at the southern border and taking the U.S. out of the World Health Organization. Dangerous cold impacting tens of millions of people. Snow is falling in areas of the country not used to snow, like New Orleans and parts of Texas. More than 2,000 flights have been canceled today. Another day of dangerous fire conditions as winds pick up in Southern California, and the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas holds, but Israel's top generals resigned, citing failures related to the October 7th attack. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It is so cold, it hurts today. We have an extreme cold warning for most of Wisconsin. Experts at the National Weather Service forecast wind chills of 35 below zero today. You can get frostbite in under 10 minutes when it's this cold. Frostbite is when skin and deeper tissues freeze. People are also at risk of hypothermia in this kind of weather. That's when our entire systems can't keep up with the cold and start to shut down if they can't get warm again. Many districts have chosen to call off school. That includes the Madison Metropolitan School District. So kids' three-day weekend has now turned into a four-day weekend. Now, at higher risk in these kinds of temperatures are kids, the elderly, and pets. So keep an extra eye on them. If you have to be outside, make it short, as short as possible. Bundle up, wear lots of layers, and cover as much skin as you possibly can. If your hands are really cold when you come inside, remember, do not start with hot water on them. If you're trying to warm them up, some warm water is the best option. Bundle up and wear lots of layers. If you have to brave the cold today, bundle up, wear tons of layers, and cover as much skin as you possibly can. And a sweet tribute to Bob Uecker this week. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
The front row might be a good place to sit in remembrance of Bob Uecker, the iconic voice of the Milwaukee Brewers for over five decades. Marcus Theaters across Wisconsin will be showing Major League Friday. The screening pays tribute to Uecker's performance in the 1989 comedy, which also starred Charlie Sheen. A partial donation of ticket sales will go to the Milwaukee Brewers Foundation. The memorial outside the ballpark continues to grow. There's no word yet about a Uecker memorial service.
If you'd like to go, the Marcus Theater here in Madison is on the west side. It's Point Cinema on Big Sky Drive. Please stay warm and please stay safe today. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks at midseason. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks are at the halfway point of the regular season. 41 games completed, 41 to go. The Bucks are 24-17 so far, thanks to having just won four in a row at home. And they're in fourth place in the Eastern Conference behind Cleveland, Boston, and New York. Bucks forward, Chris Middleton.
Yeah, with an up and down season that we've had so far, I think we'll take it. Knowing that, you know, we could be better in a lot of different areas. There's a lot of games I think we dropped that we thought we should have won. But to be 7 games over 500 with, you know, all the highs and lows, I think we'll take it right now. Hopefully, you know, we keep getting those wins up and getting a higher win percentage.
The Bucks on the road tomorrow night in New Orleans against the Pelicans. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. NFL, the Chicago Bears have a new head coach, 38-year-old Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions. And the Ohio State Buckeyes, the new national champions of college football after beating Notre Dame 34-23. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is bitterly cold again this morning, but we are going to eventually warm things up. We'll hang right around or a little below zero here most of the day today with sunshine. Tonight, some light snow after midnight, but temperatures will climb tomorrow, off and on light snow showers with a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 12 below.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Mike McCabe will explain why writing a book is as easy as baking a cake.
It's all in the magic of AI.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I want to say thank you. Makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
I think a lot of people are in, just resolved to allow the country to kind of reap the benefit of what they voted for. And I think you're going to see Democrats focus on two things, which aren't sexy at all, which are the states of Virginia and New Jersey, right? We have elections to win this year. If Donald Trump does everything he wants to do, fire all of these civil servants, fire all these bureaucrats, you know where they live? In Virginia, right? Those are going to have practical political consequences. And so, yeah, we actually have a leader. His name is King Jeffries. We're not in the wilderness just kind of wandering around flummoxed. But a lot of people are tired. I mean, the base of the party is extremely tired. And, you know, when you go to the polls and you continue to be the kind of the base of this party and others don't necessarily come along with you and you see how they voted, then so be it. Today, the irony is that today is Martin Luther King Day and you have a man who rose to some level of success judged not by the content of his character. And so I think that there is a great deal of irony in that. And so for me, I'm going to sit back in the first 100 days are probably going to be decently glorious for my good friend over here and many others. But after that, they have.
Yeah.
Republicans have never shown. One thing Republicans have not done since I've been alive is been able to govern. And so I don't expect that to change.
Bakari Sellers, thank you. Yep. God bless the truth tellers. We are all still here. Aaron Rupar, who we love, get a lot of our sound bites, said everything Trump said and did today, all of it was entirely predictable based on his campaign, character, and first term in office. If you're surprised, you were either misinformed or not informed enough. We deserve everything that's about to come our way. Buckle up. I mean, we're in it now, all of us, right?
Yeah. We're soaking in it.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Palm Olive?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dr. Tran said Trump's White House just withdrew the U.S. from the Paris Climate Agreement and the World Health Organization. This shameful embrace of science denial puts the entire world at greater risk of climate catastrophe and deadly pandemics. Mm-hmm. What is it? There might be a snowstorm in Florida, and L.A. is on fire in rainy season. Just, you know, FYI. By the way, thank you. Eamon says, I just need people that aren't in L.A. to understand that both the Eaton and Palisades fires are still burning. The media may have shifted gears, but the fires still aren't out. We had an arson incident in Griffith Park yesterday because welcome to Trump's America and people that literally and figuratively just want to watch it all burn.
Yep.
So this is not over. People are still, and, you know, there they are still playing cheap political games. Did I? Hang on.
We're expecting a little bit of rain this weekend. Let's hopefully hope. that sticks.
Yeah. What did he say yesterday? Oh, this was Trump's, I don't know, how many speeches did he give? It really is going to sound like Walter the Dog for 4 years. For me, I can't. I can't. I don't. He gave one speech, and then he gave another speech that said everything the opposite of the first. thing he said in a. Okay. Oh, he said in Los Angeles, we're watching fires still tragically burn from weeks ago without even a token of defense.
What?
Firefighters, can I take a moment to apologize to you from the bottom of my heart? And Governor Newsom and everybody that's doing a fantastic job in this unimaginable catastrophe we're in. They're raging through the houses and communities, even affecting some of the wealthiest and most powerful individuals in our country, some of whom are sitting here right now. They don't have a home any longer. That's interesting.
Such a sociopath.
First of all, oh, I see, it's only expensive homes that burn that are right. are worth right. mentioning, and the rich people that are sitting there in front. Oh. As if yesterday was going to be bad enough. It's very personal to us here in L.A.
Yeah.
Okay, and then he ended with his usual, oh, this is going to change starting today. Because the first speech wasn't it the American Carnage Redux, something terrible.
Awful.
It's going to change starting today, change very quickly. My recent election is the mandate to completely and totally reverse a horrible betrayal and all of these many betrayals that have taken place and to give the people back their faith, their wealth, their democracy, indeed their freedom. From this moment, America's decline is over. Oh my God.
He's the demagoguiest of the demagogues that have ever demagogued. Okay. We're going to need a defibrillator for her at some point.
Okay. I need a love letter. Hi, Jen on Sexy Liberal DC. I really needed this because I feel old and ugly.
But you look like you're 25.
Downward spiral. As great as the show was, and it was over the top great, I wanted you to know how beautiful you are. And the silver sparkly dress was the best one you've ever worn. You know why? Because Jody picked it out for me.
A year ago.
I started the tour in San Francisco a year ago in that dress.
Oh, I think it's your best dress.
Thank you. That looks like Liberace's balls.
Well,
thank you.
It's sparkly.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're a disco ball.
Yeah.
Yes. And my sparkly silver nails that went with it. Thanks for your sacrifice of doing 17 shows at your age. Oh, by the way. Yesterday, you're like, hey, I have to tell Mick Jagger that. Okay. Do you know what I Googled, Chris? You know what I Googled? How many shows did the Rolling Stones do last year? 16. Not even... 16. And he doesn't also do a morning drive radio show 5 days a week. And he gets paid millions and millions of dollars.
He's also in his 80s.
You're not.
He's also in his 80s.
He doesn't do a morning
drive radio show. Thanks for backing me up, Jody.
He is in his 80s.
When Mick does a morning show 365 days a year and gets up at ass o'clock and does 16 shows, then I will... Thanks for your sacrifice. We must lean on each other, like you say, laugh and laugh and laugh at this storm that has commenced. Hashtag Trump. Thank you. This is Trump Central, Jen. Thank you and welcome. And also, by the way, Trump. Okay. Damien. Oh, Damien in D.C. was there. Steph, I've been in the show quite a few times now. I have to say this one definitely stands out. After the show, I got to meet Olivia Troy and tell her the full orchestra pit story.
Because
she fell off a stool. She was fine. JoJo from Jersey and I bonded over our Jerseyness. I saw Harry Dunn get absolutely giddy over the Commanders' win over the Lions. Yes, he was watching that backstage.
Yeah.
Like dudes do.
It's a dude thing.
He's like, oh, save democracy. Yeah, hang on, I'll be right out. Commanders are winning.
He looks like he's played some football.
Yes.
Quite honestly.
I think
yes.
He probably did at some point. Linebacker.
P.S., thank you for the selfie, Mama. As a Gen Xer, I suck at selfies, so it's good to be friends with millennials for things like this. You're welcome, Damien.
And you're
almost Mick Jagger's age.
Yeah, you're a millennial comparing yourself to Mick Jagger. Okay.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. No, you're the one that said, Mick Jagger and how many shows he does. He did less shows than I did. He doesn't do a morning radio. Hi, Don.
But he doesn't complain about it.
He doesn't what?
Complain about it.
I wouldn't either if I was making $20 million
there
a show.
You know.
Which, by the way, as I keep saying, sexyliberal.com, pay-per-view,
yes.
Only $20, because guess what I do, Chris? I share equally. We all make the same thing. That's the Sexy Liberal credo.
Right.
So this helps John and Hal and Frangela and all your heroes in this. This is how we do. I make a shiny nickel for these shows. Thank you, Mick.
Maybe
Hi, Donna.
Mick could throw a little cash your way.
Hi, Donna in Maryland. Hello.
Hi, this is your travel agent.
Hello.
Listen, it was a great show. It was the best one yet. Can I tell you how glad Mick Jagger and I discussed how glad I am to not be traveling ever again now that I've finished this year of 17 shows.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I have some good news. I have some good news. I yesterday decided not to watch the inauguration. Instead, I went to Midas Touch, who promised us they wouldn't air the inauguration. They did this really fun thing, and it's actually kind of still going on. They showed puppies and kittens for 4 hours, and they did a fundraiser for the Humane Society of the United States emergency fund, and the money is going to the California animal shelters. And the woman that I came with to the show, she was the VP of the Humane Society of the United States, ironically. She had no idea this was going on. They raised $80,000 in 4 hours.
Amazing. Amazing.
That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. That's fantastic because there is a ripple effect from all these. Yeah. The shelters are full
here. It is. And you can still donate. They have like 5 more days where you can donate. So let's make it $100,000 to go to the shelters.
Yep. Let's
do
it.
But there is something I want to say. I belong to a Travel Agents Against Trump group on a social media.
Are you helping people move to Canada?
There's a lawyer that's in there, and he was talking about he's going to do a live YouTube thing about, you know, what's going to happen now is they're going to be checking passports, and if you have an X on your passport instead of a M or, you know,
if you're non-binary,
non-binary.
Yeah.
He's going to teach people what to do on that because it is going to be a problem.
And Donna, again, the ripple effect, apparently they're saying they can take, you know, everyone from, I don't know, prisoners to whatever, and put them whatever sex, you know, they've decided that they are, you know, the whatever.
Federal prisons.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's for federal government stuff. It's not necessarily for the state government stuff.
Dr. Tom Frieden says we cannot make World Health Organization more effective by walking away from it. The decision to withdraw weakens Americans' influence, increases the risk of a deadly pandemic, and makes all of us less safe. Wow. Mm-hmm. And, you know, God, Michael Steele said something very disturbing. So he was asked, like, what do you think the chances are all these nominees are going to get in? He said, pretty good. All of the lunatics.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope not. But I don't know what to say. You know what I mean? It's
Marco Rubio was sworn in this morning.
Yes.
So he's officially Secretary of State.
Yes.
But that wasn't surprising.
No. He was.
Oh, and at the same. Oh, by the way, what's the other thing that he's. I can't even keep track. It's too much that happened yesterday. But he's not even allowing people from Cuba. Who's for that? Marco Rubio. He's like suspended. You know, being able to get asylum from these are the countries that Republicans are like, oh, that's good. They're fleeing a communist regime. I mean, hardly anything Marco Rubio has stood for. He sounds like he's going to be pretty much powerless. Oh, right?
It's not the Republican Party of your dad anymore.
He's been banned in China. He's been banned in China, Marco Rubio. And Elon Musk's business is there. They had a TikToker sitting next to Tulsi Gabbard at the. Our new head of national security. I can't.
She's not in yet.
I know. Oh, my God. Okay. Tristan Snell. Trump says 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico will begin February 1st. One small problem. The president does not have unilateral power to change tariff rates. Trump needs Congress. Will the GOP of representatives and senators vote to destroy their local economies? If Trump tells them to, I'm going to say yeah. Sure. Okay. Yeah, the real horse agrees with you, Chris. Says, my grocery store does not seem to have gotten the memo. The prices were supposed to automatically go down when the yam-faced hippopotamus won the election. That's a new one, yam-faced hippopotamus.
I like it.
Okay.
$13.98 for 18 eggs. That's a lot.
That's a lot of money.
Covey says Elon Musk endorsed the far-right Nazi party in Germany, yet there are people out there saying he wouldn't do the Nazi salute. There's that. It kind of tracks with the... Okay.
So this?
Yes. Okay.
That whole Mein Führer, I can walk?
Yes, yes. That's what he was trying to say.
Yeah.
Is that...
Uh-huh.
Mein Führer! I can walk!
I love that movie.
I do, too.
So much.
So good.
A little too on the money right now.
It is.
19.
Yeah.
Is any Nazi movie funny now?
No.
Hogan's Heroes.
Hogan's Heroes.
Still funny.
Hogan's Heroes still funny.
But it did not star Eric Braeden.
Mike Schultz.
It did not. Exactly. Thank you.
Mike Schultz, open the main gate so we can all get out. Yeah. Open the main gate. It's amazing. A millennial like me would know that
You've
reference.
Seen it on like Nickelodeon.
That's right.
On MeTV or something.
I'm going right back to my big lie.
Mm-hmm.
19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by my new pals at Native Path Collagen. Don't get stuff jabbed in you. Listen, if you want to move more easily, painful, independently, without pain or stiffness, you want to look in the mirror, see that plump, hydrated, all of this orange never happened. Glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles. Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important fibers that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Good for your cartilage, your bones, your skin, your hair, your nails, your gut. Right? If you're taking all separate stuff for that, it's sicker. Native Path Collagen, it's your answer. Single ingredient formula, no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Completely flavorless. Native Path Collagen goes right in my coffee. It goes in my belly. Every morning,
yes.
You can put it in your smoothie, your protein shake, your soups, your oatmeal, you name it. It's a peptide formula, makes it more bioavailable. I've decided to only start dating bioavailable supplements this year.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay. Not ones that think they're straight. Okay, meaning it's absorbed. What?
Sorry.
I don't know what I meant by that. More easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Prepare to be knocked on your ass.
It's a new year and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511, and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. It's never been more important than right now. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today.
Look, yo. How do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Burlo Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve. A mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted.
Burlo.
Have you been
to Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie yet?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I love the pizza.
Pizza is ridiculous. That crust.
Right, and they have 48
beers on tap and a great selection of wines.
And the atmosphere.
Not only is the restaurant gorgeous.
That room with the giant,
giant windows that open. Yeah. And they won a Best of Madison Gold Award this year.
I love Sugar River
Pizza on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie.
You took the words right out of my
mouth.
Yep. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Oh, so you have heard of it.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah.
Stephanie Miller.
Don't know how to act.
Yeah. Get your sexy up.
Go ahead, be gone.
Get your sexy up.
Yeah, what? What? Yes, sexyliberal.com, $20 pay-per-view.
Yep.
You support all of these truth tellers, democracy warriors, Hal Sparks, John Fugelsang, Frangela, the whole crew.
Yes.
Get it. And it's hilarious. It was a hilarious show. This is how we take our power back, by laughing, pointing and laughing continually. Because as bad as you thought it was going to be, it's way worse, America. Good morning. Good morning. Yes, Catherine Clark says, just hours after taking the oath of office, Trump took down reproductiverights.gov, a website to help women find health care and understand their rights. They're wasting no time assaulting freedom. Oh, you know what else they took down? The Spanish version of the White House website. Y'all got played. Latinos for Trump got played. Oh, there was one of those on my plane, a lady with a big Latinos for Trump shirt. Yeah, they took down the Spanish language version of everything because they you. Which generally would be considered no bueno. Nick tweets, Donald Trump said his presidency would be used to help working people. Instead, his first order of business was to pardon convicted felons who tried to overthrow democracy. These are not the priorities of the American people. Indeed, a vast percentage. What do you believe about polls anymore? How did this happen when the vast majority of people are against everything that he's trying to do, right? Petty vindictive file. They took down General Milley's photo from the Pentagon days after it just went up because something. Okay. Brooklyn Dad, our friend, said, for the rest of my life, I will never understand how MAGA is so furious about Dr. Fauci, who saved many lives being pardoned by President Biden, but they're thrilled about January 6th thugs who beat cops with flagpoles being pardoned by Trump. Thank you, President Biden. Everybody can just go themselves, including anybody on the left that's like, oh, he doesn't pardon his whole family. Really?
Don't care.
Trump has proved his point in less than half a day as to why he needed to pardon everybody.
Yep.
Okay, Gretchen in Illinois. Hello, Gretchen.
Hi, Stephanie. Welcome back.
Thank you. I couldn't
wait to share this story with you.
Okay.
I didn't know if you heard it. It happened 5 days ago here in good old Illinois. Mm-hmm. A man was arrested. His name is James Walker, 72. He was arrested because he would drive past certain people's house that had either Trump flags or signs in their yard and fling cat feces from a bag.
Oh, dear.
And he'd been doing it for at least 13 times.
Right.
So I thought it was a hilarious
So immature. You're so immature. You know that I don't encourage immaturity.
Not at all.
Well, he wasn't going to throw eggs at these houses.
As a cat lady.
Well, many of us feel like that cat taking a bath and no more. We've only had a half a day new Trump presidency, and we're already like,
no more.
No more.
No more.
No more.
No more.
All right, we're just doing it while Chris is trying to find the actual. But I think ours was better.
There it is. No poor baby. More. No more. Oh, that poor baby. That just hurts me
when
I
you know
hear
what? That,
that
see, grab back. That's just how it goes. Okay, John Cooper, just for our, you know, entertainment pleasure, says, save this. As of January 20, yesterday, 2025, unemployment 4.1%, gas $3.12 a gallon, S&P 500, 5,000, now almost 6,000, inflation rate 2.9%, Dow Jones 43,000, blah, 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 blah.
A friend of mine questioned on the $3 and some change. I'm like, that's the average in the country.
There you go. Charlie Pierce next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin Democrats are rolling out their Lowering Costs, Improving Lives package of bills. Lisa Hale has the story.
This package of bills is designed to lower the cost of housing, groceries, and prescription drugs for Wisconsinites. One of the bills is the Healthy School Meals for All. That would provide free breakfast and lunch for all students in public schools. State Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay supports the bill and says it makes fiscal sense.
That every kid would be able to get breakfast and lunch, and that we would actually save money because the cost of administering a program and collecting fees actually cost us dollars. So right. It's actually government efficiency to actually provide a non-mean-tested free access to meals.
The homestead tax credit would be expanded under the package, says Wisconsin Senator Jamie Wall of Green Bay.
An expansion of the so-called homestead tax credit, which helps low-income people and senior citizens on fixed incomes with their property tax bills. So that's something that very directly helps people who are, you know, struggling to make ends meet. And
that expansion would allow people making up to $35,000 a year to take advantage of the credit. And the final bill would put caps on certain prescription medications, such as insulin. The three bills proposed by the Wisconsin Democrats may have a hard sell in the legislature, which leans towards the Republican side. Rivera Wagner.
There will be a debate. They may not get passed. But the answer to pushing things that you believe in isn't waiting till they're the perfect time. It's making sure that we're very clear about them and making sure that people of this community are interested in advocating for that with us.
Rivera Wagner and Wall both made their comments on Civic Media's Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Find it at civicmedia.us.
Please stay warm and stay safe today. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is bitterly cold again this morning, but we are going to eventually warm things up. We'll hang right around or a little below zero here most of the day today with sunshine. Tonight, some light snow after midnight, but temperatures will climb tomorrow, off and on light snow showers with a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 12 below.
Hi, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. When the UNCL, the United Negro College Fund, was founded 80 years ago, they hoped that they could change this nation for the better, and they have. As a proud alum of an HBCU, Morehouse College, I'm an advocate for HBCU. I support the work that UNCF does for students of color, scholarship, and internship for 50,000 deserving students each year. Visit uncf.org today, and remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first.
Wait, have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going bumping, 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 bumping,
bumping?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some communities considering getting rid of fluoride. What would this mean for you? Brought to you by Big Cavity. We'll kick it around tomorrow. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Campaign.
Tim Napoli, you were pointing out in history, the record for executive orders on first day is what?
But nine.
By?
Biden. And
that seemed like a lot.
Well, Trump himself didn't have many executive orders the first time around on January 20th. So he has decided to make good on his promise to be a dictator on day one. Remember that promise? Yeah. That's what he, and that he'd make good. I just want to make a point about how the world is watching this. You know, there are a number of foreign leaders that came to this inauguration, which was itself unusual. He also invited, the president did, invited leaders of foreign conservative far-right governments. In a sense, we had the far-right international represented at the inauguration.
Yep. Presidential historian Timothy Naftali.
And the president of the United States, for the first time since 1901, in an inaugural address, talked about how this country is going to acquire new territory and threatened the sovereignty of another country. That is a signal to the far-right in the world that America is now going to play the game the way the other far-right countries play, which is what we want, we take. Which means for the first time since World War II, we are no longer an indispensable nation. If we follow through with the rhetoric in the inauguration, we have become an imperialist nation. I know my friends on the left will say we were throughout the Cold War. I don't view the Cold War that way at all. We were seeking collective security. We overdid it in certain parts of the world. I know that. But we, the kind of rhetoric that the president used today in his inaugural speech is the kind of rhetoric one associates with imperial great powers.
Mm-hmm. As horrified as you were yesterday, imagine how the rest of the world viewed just yesterday. By the way, speaking of far right, as many people are saying, you'd give Elon Musk the benefit of the doubt on the Zeke Heil salute if he had not just endorsed basically the
Nazis
Nazi party.
In Germany.
Germany, right. Katie Fang said, it isn't a seems like or appears to be event. It was an intentional, deliberate, and unequivocal. Mainstream media, I don't need to use the term TikTok, but TikTok. You might not have much time left of an actual free press, so look alive. JoJo from Jurors said, no one accidentally Nazi salutes, not once, and sure as not twice. He did that twice, in case you missed it. Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay, I get you bad. Ken says, like the true sociopath he is, Trump is actually proud of winning by hacking. He quoted the quote. This is Trump.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell you right now, it's Trump.
All right, let's see if I can do this.
He knows those computers better than anybody, all those computers, those vote counting computers, and we ended up winning Pennsylvania like in a landslide, so it's pretty good, pretty good. Thank you. So thank you to Elon. Ken says, if anyone can hire the best IT hacks to steal an election, I guess it would be the world's greatest, richest person, I guess. Alison Gill, among others, wrote to the Pennsylvania Attorney General and urges you two to say, maybe just a little, you know, look-see, a little something.
Yeah.
Just, you know. Okay. Oh, Jim in Phoenix. Remember when it was hot as Satan's balls in Phoenix when we played?
It was 117.
One of the 17 shows I did in the last year on top of my morning drug radio show.
Mick Jagger.
Yes, I make exactly the same amount as Mick Jagger for a concert. By the way, I did mention this earlier, and people have said I am a combination of Gandhi and Mother Teresa, but the spirit of Sexy Liberal has always been we share equally. Yeah. I make the same as all the other performers. We give money to Sexy Liberal causes. So when you go to sexyliberal.com and get the pay-per-view, only $20, you are helping all of these fierce progressive voices that I believe in so much. So please, this is... it's a group thing. Do it. So Jim, he's the one that I got in the car because it was so hot I would have gotten in the car with anybody.
Yes, right. I remember that.
Dearest beautiful Stephanie, which I'm guarantees you're going to get your letter read.
Right.
This is your devoted fan Jim in Phoenix, you know, the lucky guy married to the hot tamale who gave you a ride home when it was hotter than the sun's core. I did. I just got it with the hotel was like two blocks away. I'm like, oh, God, I am walking across Satan's balls.
Yeah.
Okay. My team of spies in D.C. after attending Sexy Liberal, of course, penetrated White House defenses and stole a copy of President Biden's note to Trump, which I will share with you here. Oh, that's nice.
Okay.
That's good. I was hoping. I was wondering what he said.
We like theft.
To the... Yes, we encourage that. To the convict in chief, you lucky son of a bitch. Once again, you inherited more than you ever deserved for the third time. First your daddy's money, then the Obama economy, now the Biden economy. You sure are Satan, a first-class BJ for the deal you made with him. So here you have 2.9% inflation, 4.1% employment, rising wages, record stock market, Putin foundering in Ukraine, losing thousands of troops daily, China's economy sputtering, NATO larger and stronger than ever. And here I have to turn this golden goose over to you. Don't this up, you imbecile rapist. Oh. The 46th president, Dark Brandon.
Goodness.
Please, God, let that be the actual note.
If only it were. It is not.
But please, it would be. I don't ask for much. God.
We could ask for Charlie Pierce.
Jeff in Florida, where snowstorms are about to hit as we are having wildfires in the middle of rainy season here in L.A. Mm-hmm. Nothing more to see here. Hi, yeah. Jeff.
Yeah. Welcome to the blizzard capital of the country right now.
Oh, my God. Buffalo's like, what has happened down there? How about the people that moved from Buffalo to Florida?
Yeah.
Thinking.
They need to take that snow back up there with them, please. But no, the reason why I called is, and nobody's talking about this, Trump declared the cartels a terrorist organization. So what's going to happen when we start drone striking cartel leaders in Mexico and we kill an innocent 50 Mexicans? I'm sure that that's going to go over really well with the Mexican government.
My good Lord God. Have we said thank you once again for all the Mexican firefighters that came here to
bless
help us
them all.
In the LA fires? Okay. All right. Yes, I cried when I saw the thing about Kamala Harris getting on the plane and helping already with the wildfires yesterday, giving out food. And okay,
she's a good lady.
And President Biden's farewell.
I know we couldn't have done anything we did without you. Kamala and Doug and members of the cabinet, all the staff that's here, all across all the agencies, and friends, supporters, Jill and I are forever grateful to you. I mean that. We're genuinely grateful. As you heard me say before, no president gets to choose the moment to enter history. But they get to choose the team they entered history with. And we chose the best damn team in the world. You are. No, it's because of you. I mean this sincere from the bottom of my heart. Because of you, we got so much done for all of America.
Oh, okay. Say goodbye to decency and competence. It's left the building yesterday, along with Elvis.
I only hope to look back in these years. I hope you look back on them. The same pride I have of all you've done. And I'm proud of is that you did it upholding the core values of honesty, decency, and integrity. I mean, no scandal. I mean, it's incredible what you did. And you represent the best of who we are as Americans. That's not a joke. That's real. I've already relied on your ideas and resolve and counsel. We also relied on your family, to all your families. Thank you for the sacrifices you made.
One more, the president.
The point I want to make today is to make clear my farewell address, as we all do have more to do. We have a lot more to do. We heard the inaugural address today. You know, we got a lot more to do. I know from many years of experience, they're up and down, but we have to stay with it. My dad taught me the measure of a person, you heard me say it before, is how quickly they get back up when they get knocked down. That's what we have to do right now. Yep. We've always done our best as Americans. We never, never, never give up. Never.
To his point, I would like to highlight, as you know, I'm sorry, Jody, that you printed all of the internet. But I like to highlight people that are inspiring me because we all hold each other up. We all stand on each other's shoulders. Just Jack on Blue Sky said, they win when you lose hope, give up, become cynical, and withdraw. Keep silent to stay off their radar. Do not let them win. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, thank you. The president echoing that again.
We're leaving office. We're not leaving the fight. You're smart. You're skilled. You're passionate. The country needs you again. All you can. Stay engaged in all the ways you can, whether it's in public service, the private sector, philanthropy, academia, running for office yourself, or anything else you choose to do. I give you my word, we believe in you.
Yeah. Thank you. We believe in you, too. Thank you, President Biden. One last one.
I have no doubt, no doubt you'll make this experience and take the friendships you made to continue to do amazing things in the decades to come. That's why I see a future. All of it leading the way by you all. You know, so take some time to decompress, reconnect with your friends, spend more time with your family. But most of all, take care of yourselves and each other. I mean it. Let me close where I began with my sincere gratitude. And I really mean it from the bottom of my heart. I've been doing this for 50 years. You're the best group of people. Hard to say. It's been the honor of my life to serve as your president. And I tell you what, the greater honor is being able to serve with all of you. You're incredible.
Okay. To his point, Gail Simone on Blue Sky said, I know this sounds weak, I know it, but kindness is one of the few things we carry that make a difference for each other. We can't undo all this hate, but we can make life a little easier for others. There you go. That's one thing you can do. Speaking of this whole born with a lucky horseshoe up his ass. In the very last hours of President Biden's time in office, a prisoner exchange years in the making was finally struck. The Taliban agreed to swap two Americans being held in Afghanistan for one Taliban member serving in the U.S. prison. There was an unexpected delay, at least in part due to bad weather in Washington and Kabul. And Trump was officially back in the White House when the Americans were handed over, which, of course, is...
He'll take it.
Yeah, complete credit. Yep. I think it's... spokesperson says, oh, well, it's not the deal we would have made, but we're always happy to have Americans home. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, so you're happy to take credit for the good part, but then still say you wouldn't have done it that way and Biden did it wrong and blah, blah. Okay. Chris, who said you can't purchase adoration? The streets of Washington, D.C. are deserted for Trump. Who said that?
Mr. Peabody.
No. My queen, Joy Reid. It's true. Did you see the footage?
Yeah.
Oh, my
There's
God.
There's nobody out there.
Such bull... that anything had to do with the cold, it's because there was nobody there.
Yeah, there's like 10,000 people tops.
Yeah. I mean, so they had to have it inside to make it look... Oh, my God. Can you imagine how pathetic that would have looked like on the mall? I mean...
That's why.
Okay, Brian Tyler calling our friend. Trump just withdrew the United States from the Paris Climate Agreement. The U.S. now joins, just in case you were wondering, Iran, Libya, and Yemen as the only countries in the world not in the agreement.
Even Russia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kara Swisher said, the pardons, he said, this action, like unlike many of the empty and legally toothless EOs, executive orders, is terrifying. It makes these violent militias directly beholden to Trump in an ironclad way. Thank you. Yes, this one I mentioned earlier, I believe Brian points out, Trump just reportedly pardoned Jacob Chansley, the QAnon shaman who participated in the January 6th insurrection and stormed the Senate chamber. Chansley responded to being pardoned by saying, now I'm going to buy some motherfucking guns. Yeah, because they assume their Trump's immunity now extends to them.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah. Our friend Senator Adam Schiff of the great state of California.
Yes.
Said 4 years ago, as officers of the law stood their ground to protect members of Congress and staff as violent insurrectionists stormed the Capitol, these brave officers were beaten, crushed, bear-sprayed, maced, left to defend democracy with their bare hands. Which, you know, I thank to Harry Dunn for in person Saturday night at Sexy Liberal, but, you know, you can understand that it kind of everything rings hollow to them.
Of course.
Especially right. Now.
Do we know if Adam Schiff accepted his pardon?
I don't know.
Because I know he said that he wasn't going to. I don't know if he accepted it yesterday or not.
I don't know. And Dean said it doesn't quite really matter. It's just
There was legal reasons. Yeah, there was a settled case that said that people could refuse the pardon.
Well, Michael Cohen refused his.
Right. Yeah. So you can refuse a pardon. I just want to know if he did.
Yeah, if anyone knows, Michael Cohen knows. Trump is not at all vindictive.
Exactly.
Wow. Wow. By the way, I just, you know what, I have enough, you know, I thought like my hatred, while it runs, it has depth and girth, my hatred for Donald Trump.
Sure.
A length and a girth I never thought possible.
Is it getting longer and girthier?
Pardon me?
Is it getting longer and girthier?
Yes, and harder. It's hardening and it's...
Okay, this is
Okay, Derek, blue skies. Just sitting here thinking about all my lefty friends who told me they absolutely could not vote for Harris because of their very important morals and how my pestering them to vote for her was bad, actually. I saved a little bit for y'all. All y'all who got us here to today.
Yep.
Thanks a lot. Okay, 48. I don't know. Charlie Pierce done gone missing somewhere near Brainerd. But Cliff Schechter coming up in just a few minutes, 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. Woo-hoo! Do you think you need a little help with sleep, a little help with calm?
Skosh.
I rode in a windstorm. I don't know what I was thinking. Did not check the forecast. I rode my bike an hour and a half in a windstorm.
Well.
Okay, I needed my CBD relief stick on my lower back. You like the gummies? You like the tincture?
I do.
Right? Calm, mood, focus, working with somebody horrific, perhaps?
Don't sell yourself short.
I know you love me. I know you do. Just for that, you need to take some more.
Yeah,
she's insufferable. We trust CB Distillery for their commitment to quality. That's why they have 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money-back guarantee. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or another health concern, it's time to try something different. CBD from CB Distillery, 20% discount to get you started. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. CBDistillery.com. Type in that code, Stephanie.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Stephanie Miller.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction. There's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone company to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. And those nonprofits need our help now. Now more than ever. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to credomobile.com, and for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. One more time, that is credomobile.com. The code is STEPH25.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Clothes that fit your style and your life. At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit equability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
Looking to turn your valuables into cash this Valentine's Day? Gordy's Midwest Fine Jewelry and Coins is here for you since 1985. Look for the big green awning on the corner of 4701 Monona Drive. Gordy buys your coins, gold, silver, watches, stamps, silver dollars, and paper currency. They buy, sell, trade, and repair, offering top dollar and paying cash for gold. Stop by today and experience the difference. Gordy's Midwest Fine Jewelry and Coins. Call 608-221-4242.
keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If the weather has you thinking, I can't wait until spring, you may want to check out the library's packets of seeds you can plant right now. The flowering grass seeds are native Wisconsin plants, which means these are perfect to start growing over the winter. Also growing this program. You can stop in at 8 Madison area libraries to pick up some seeds for free. And though you don't need a library card, you may want one to grab a gardening book to read. Miss this free seed opportunity? No worries. Libraries across the city will switch the collection to native vegetable and herb seeds, perfect for your summer garden. Learn more from a story on our website at civicmedia.us. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This portion of the show brought to you by FRF. Freedom From Religion Foundation. That's a lot. You know what? A lot of F words these days.
Yeah.
Right? After yesterday? Boy, howdy. Now is the time to join Freedom From Religion Foundation. They are a leading voice for the separation of church and state. We still have that, as far as I know.
Sure.
Today. What time is it?
Ish.
Okay. They're standing up for your rights as a religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, advocating for science and reason in government. When you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper events with top thinkers and activists and much more. Ready to take action? Go to FFRF.us/Miller today or text my last name Miller to 511-511. 2025, the year we protect our religious liberty like never before. Woohoo! They may take our freedom, but that
Got that wrong.
Yeah, she did.
Text fees may apply. FFRF.us/Miller. 55 minutes after the hour, Alpha Liberal Cliff Schechter coming up. Speaking of Alpha Liberal, Governor Newsom of the great state of California.
I've known Elon for 20 years.
Yeah.
I have been a huge supporter of Elon Musk. I have great pride in his entrepreneurial spirit and the investments, next level investments he's made in California. I don't know what happened. I don't. And it has become increasingly concerning and impactful. And you framed it extraordinarily well. And what he's attempting to do or currently doing is something that needs to be watched very closely by the American people. It's a very, as I say, sobering and serious moment. And it's bigger than Donald Trump as well. Elon knows what he's doing, and he knows how to do it.
Yeah, and he knows how to do a Nazi salute mm-hmm. twice. By the way, as someone pointed out, Elon wouldn't be who he is without California
right.
and
Thank
our
you.
Subsidies and all that. And now he's in the, you know, California
yep.
crowd
oh, yeah.
over the wildfires. It's hard to keep up. Yesterday... Trump has just rescinded President Biden's executive order to lower prescription drug costs for Americans on Medicare and Medicaid.
Yep.
Just because
mm-hmm.
Biden did it?
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Okay.
He doesn't care.
I'm just saying, there are signs. Lord, just send us a sign if we've been any way
made
if we've made a mistake in some way. Jody can do almost all of the sound bites. Verbatim, almost better than the sound bites. So maybe we could just dispense with them now.
That would be great.
It would help, Chris.
Give me a sign.
No.
Just any kind of sign.
The flags at half-mast are frozen in place, and Carrie Underwood's backing track glitched out, so she had to sing a cappella. Carter's ghost is full-on trolling the inauguration today, and you'd love to see it. Mm-hmm. What? Did you see that hot mess of Village People? The band actually had to stop playing.
Oh, it was awful.
It was... This entire thing was a train wreck. Not just Carrie Underwood's thing, but then... Whatever that Village People hot mess was... And what's his name? Billy Ray Cyrus was like wandering around the stage and stopped singing. This is America. Welcome to Trunks America. It's a hot mess. Cliff Schechter next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by author of The Meet the Parents Story, Laura Enright, and Meet the Parents creator, Greg Liana. Then herbalist Mason Hutchinson joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hi, I'm Anthony Anderson. For the past 80 years, the United Negro College Fund has helped more than 500,000 students graduate from college and become leaders of our nation. Since its beginning in 1944, UNCF has made one truth known: a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Support UNCF as they continue supporting the dreams and hopes of 50,000 deserving students each year. Please visit uncf.org today. Happy 80th, UNCF.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's first cabinet member was sworn in this morning. Secretary of State Marco Rubio took the oath, and he was asked on ABC's Good Morning America about how the U.S. can help bring an end to the war between Russia and Ukraine, a campaign promise from the president.
The only way to solve these things, we got to get back to pragmatism, but we also got to get back to seriousness here, and that is the hard work of diplomacy. The U.S. has a role to play here. We've been supportive of Ukraine, but this conflict has to end.
The secretary said he's not commenting on domestic political issues when asked about President Trump's decision to pardon all those convicted in connection with the January 6th Capitol riot. He said some of those people had their lives destroyed. Mexico's president responding to President Trump's threatened tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada, saying the countries have to relate as equals, not subordinates. Bitter cold racking tens of millions around the country as snow falls in parts of the South. This is ABC News.